Is your business struggling right now? You might think that it's because you don't have enough sales, but the reality is it's because you don't have the attention of the marketplace. This is Attention Equals Dollars, where you'll learn to master digital attention and turn that attention into sales for your business. I'm your host, Luke Nessler. I'm a digital marketing expert and a master at getting attention and turning that attention into sales. You deserve more. Your business deserves more. And I'm here to teach you everything that I know on how to get the attention that you need and to turn that attention into dollars. Welcome to the Attention Equals Dollars podcast, where we come to you live each week from the Impact Media offices to help you master digital attention and turn that attention into sales for your business. I'm your host, Luke Nessler, and today we've got a good friend of mine and an awesome guest here in the studio, RJ Nestor. I'm psyched for you to meet RJ. We're going to tell you about him in just a second. Listen, this podcast is all about helping you figure out social media and how to develop your own roadmap to getting attention on your brand and then turning that attention into dollars. What do you need to do and how do you need to do it to make it work for your business? As always, we don't sell you things on this podcast. We're here to help you move the needle forward for your business. So please help us help you and your friends. If you could subscribe to the podcast, if you're listening on iTunes, you can also check us out live for a little behind the scenes look as we broadcast live each week on Facebook from the Luke Nessler channel as well as YouTube. So be sure to like our Facebook page and subscribe to the Luke Nessler YouTube channel. My guest here today is a longtime friend and a communication expert. He's a communication consultant, RJ Nestor. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
I'm excited to have you. You were just on the Elevate show not long ago, letting everybody know, you know, how they can better communicate, whether it be in their personal life or most importantly in business. We're psyched to have you on the show.
Glad to be here.
So the reason you're here is you're the prime example of being extremely talented, being the best of the best in your industry, but still haven't quite figured out how do you make sense of social media and digital, and how do you get attention on those various platforms and turn that attention into sales? Would you agree?
I totally agree. Yes.
Awesome. Definitely. Well, hopefully we can help you today. But before we get into that, how did we meet? Let's tell that quick story. Let's take us back to Walt Disney World.
That's right.
What was it? 2011. Yes.
In fact, would have been almost exactly 7 years at this point, because today is their anniversary.
It is. Yes. That's right. So it's kind of our anniversary.
Well, in a manner of speaking.
So exactly. We met because a longtime high school friend of mine, Cole Carter, is your now brother-in-law.
That's correct.
And we met at their wedding in Disney, and it was love at first sight
for us.
We've been good friends ever since.
Exactly. Yes.
For those who don't know RJ or have not followed his content, you're hysterical.
Oh, thank you.
And I think that's part of what makes your skill set so great. You're a communication consultant. You help people better communicate with their clients, but you always have my attention. You make me laugh like a little schoolgirl at all times. And for me, I learn better when there's humor involved.
Sure.
And I feel like you make it easier for people to let their guard down and they consume much better what you're saying. So you're a rock star. If people have not followed you, it's RJ Nestor.
Yes.
We're not related.
That's right.
Our names are actually spelled differently. So it's Nestor. And where can they find you before we get too deep in the show?
Nestorvoice.com is the website. I'm on Facebook. My Facebook page is under Nestor Voice as well. I think it's just facebook.com/Nestor Voice. I'm theoretically on Twitter, though I'm never really on Twitter.
Is anybody ever really on?
I don't think so.
Is anybody ever really on Twitter?
I get notifications and I look at them, but I don't actually go and see what is there.
Yeah,
I'm on Instagram theoretically, but I don't use that very much from a business standpoint. I take some pictures of my kid, and that's about the extent of my kid. As though I have but one.
Yes,
but I have three. But
you're
just
good at that.
Exactly.
You're very
kids,
good at that.
They're just, what can you do?
Right. You have a lot of good content on. I definitely have seen it on your Facebook page.
Yes, on my personal page, is where I'm doing a lot of the content.
So let's tell the audience, you know, for those of you, again, who haven't followed RJ before,
sure,
what is Nestor Voice? It's not a you know, voice performance, singing,
correct,
coaching company.
Right. It's not. Now, I do, just for clarity, I do teach singing lessons, and it comes from my communication coaching comes from the work I've done over the years,
right,
working with actors and taking those tools that I developed and adapting those for people working in other fields, working in the business community, the legal community, wherever, mm-hmm, that may be. I kept the word voice.
Okay.
Even though voice does imply for many singing, I kept the word voice because what I mean by that, when we talk about Ernest Hemingway's writing style, the word we use is we say it's his voice. Mm-hmm. And that's what I want to help people find. I want them to find what their authentic voice is, so,
yes,
that they can communicate their passions, the things that they care about, the things that they believe. Of course, if they're business people, that ties into products and services as well, but it doesn't have to be just that. It's that authentic who you are and being able to convey that. That's what voice means in Nestor Voice.
So you obviously have a background in vocal performance,
yes,
theater, as well as, mm-hmm, writing, screenplays,
yes,
commercials, things like that. Where did you find this niche, this need that made you say, I need to help people better communicate? When did that light bulb go off?
So it was sort of, and as everything I do in my business is sort of backward, my first step was looking at the skills that I had developed and looking for new markets for them and realizing there was an opportunity there. But as I came in, as I started to develop the program, me thinking in terms of more of the physical side of communication, like the actual physical use of the voice, as I began to develop that and began to look more at, the exercises that actors also use to develop their listening skills,
mm-hmm,
to looking at the fact that, yes, I am a writer, so I also know how to create this content. I can take you from the blank page all the way to a final product delivery if that's what you need. As I realized those things, it dawned on me that I had somewhat more to offer than any other, I'll just say it, than any other communication person I've seen out there.
Right.
Because I cover the actual presentation, but I can also cover the creation of the content.
Sure.
And I can also cover, if you're a salesperson and you're in the room with a client, I can cover how to be more effective at listening to them,
sure,
and drawing from them what you need to be a more effective salesperson.
So you said the other communication people that are out there, but from what I've seen from you is they're really isn't somebody else that I've found that really bundles it all together to where you have your sales,
yes,
training coaches,
right,
you have your public speaking coaches. You're not really any of those, just one specifically. You've helped people in the real estate space develop their sales skills from a strictly communication approach.
Absolutely.
But I've also seen you go into the restaurant industry and work with the wait staff on how to better communicate with their guests so they have a better experience,
right,
so that maybe ends in a Yelp review or an upsell on a product.
Exactly.
So you've bundled things quite differently. What's an ideal client look like for you? Who's someone that you really feel like you can sink your teeth in and help at the greatest level?
Sure. So you've mentioned two of the business communities that I've been able to dive into. I serve both individuals and businesses. And with an individual, it's somebody who recognizes that need, mm-hmm, to be a more effective communicator and how that can make a difference, not just in terms of sales, but it's leadership, it's management, it's,
sure,
marketing, it's your interpersonal relationships. It's anyone who recognizes that need. And I say that as an ideal customer or ideal client, because I can hopefully educate most people as to what that need is. But if they're already there,
sure,
that's the person that I can reach out to right away. Within the business side of things, and this is a little trickier. I was talking to somebody the other day, you know, it's very clear in the, for instance, in the marketing world, when you, and you do such a great job with this when you're speaking with folks in our BNI group, but being able to say, well, this is what is invested and this is the return on that investment. That's a little bit more difficult to do in the communication world. So an ideal client is someone who is recognizing what a difference to the bottom line,
mm-hmm,
that ability to communicate within the staff and that ability to then communicate with the customers and the clients,
sure,
what a big difference that can make.
Somebody that gets the importance of actually being able to effectively get their message out.
Absolutely.
Because if you can't effectively communicate, it's exactly what we're going to be talking about today. To where, I mean, if you don't know where to tell your story and how to tell it,
right.
Well, then that's going to result in a lack of attention. And when people aren't paying attention, you can't sell.
Absolutely.
But if everybody's paying attention to you, you have the pitch of your life. And you walk into the room, and examples you've used before is your palms are sweating,
exactly.
you don't know what to say,
exactly.
Then you have to understand that the ROI of that is, well, I'm going to be more prepared for the situation when it happens.
Absolutely.
It's kind of like a Navy SEAL. What is the ROI of Bud's camp, the hell torture that they
right.
go through? Well, it's being prepared for that battle.
That's absolutely
and
right. yes.
That's how I see what you're doing.
Absolutely.
Would you agree?
Yeah, I agree completely.
So the concept of this show for the guests is to use you as an example, your issues, and we're going to dive into what those are
mm-hmm.
because everybody has, a lot of people have the same issues. So maybe
sure.
you listening today are going through the same issues that our guest RJ is having as well. You're an expert at what you do, but it's just not clicking with your audience on social media. Not
sure.
everybody is seeing the value in it. Maybe you're not reaching the right people. So what we're going to do today is dive into, what are some of your goals? Why are you stuck? And what can you say and do on social media and where to start moving that needle
sure.
forward?
Sure.
Sound good?
Yeah, sounds great.
So what do you want? What's the ideal what's the ideal situation look like for you? The example I asked my guest last week is however many years from now, 100 years from now, we're at your funeral and they're reading kind of the final remarks on the life of RJ Nestor.
Right.
What does that look like strictly from the business standpoint? What do we say about Nestor Voice when it's all said and done?
Sure. So the passion behind Nestor Voice, as I mentioned, that it started as me thinking about finding other markets for skills that I had developed. What it became as I was working on it is an understanding that yeah, I can use this to work as a business and to work in the business community and help these other people. But communication is that thing which we are really sorely missing as a society right
mm-hmm.
now. I'm not going to dive into politics in any kind of specific way, but how often our conversations stop the moment we get to something that's a little bit more complicated. Because you don't know how to handle
sure.
it. You don't know how to address that. You don't know how to listen to what someone else says without getting upset and then not being able to express your own point of view, and then all of a sudden you're just clashing with each other. If you're at my funeral and you're talking about what I've done with communication, I hope that it's that I've made people more effective at being able to have those difficult discussions with each other. And, that applies certainly in business, no question about it. But I think that it's a larger goal.
Sure.
I'm not necessarily aiming directly at that right now, because I know that's a down-the-road process kind of thing, but...
But it's good. It's
good to have it in mind.
It's certainly. Absolutely good to know yeah. where you're going, because here's the thing. Our guest last week, he wants to be a destination gym around mm-hmm. the world, meaning people seek his gym out to come to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's better than saying, I want to be the best gym in North Central West Virginia. That's
right.
too small of a goal. What if you hit
right.
that next year?
Right.
Then what? So now let's talk about a more immediate goal. What do you want right now in business that you currently don't have? And just so you know, we're very open and honest about financial. Mm-hmm. I want more money for my business.
Sure.
I have specific goals. I want a 10X Patrick and Aaron and our staff's income. I want a 10X my income because I can do great things for the community with
right.
it. So don't be shy about that.
Sure.
What are your more immediate goals for Nestor Voice?
Well, certainly financially, what I want to be able to do is I got a wife and three kids. And I mentioned that my... looking for other markets. A lot of my singing students were college students. And a part of the reason I was looking for new markets is there is an upper limit to what you can charge a college student
right.
for a singing lesson.
And broke-ass
just,
college
exactly.
students only go so far.
Exactly. And so I'm not actually looking out to phase out my singing teaching because,
sure.
My theater, and mainly because not only do I love theater and singing, but those things continuing to be connected in that world informs and
sure.
and influences what I'm able to do with people in the other world. That gives me the credibility I need to do my business work. But certainly the financial goal remains a significant one, to be able to...
What's that goal look like? Are we talking six figures, multiple six figures? I mean, obviously, you could say $1 million,
exactly.
But are we talking, you know, in the next 12 months, I'd like for this to be...
I'd love to be at six figures in the next 12 months, for sure. And I think, well, actually, if I were to break it down and be more specific, probably around 150,000 would be a really, a very healthy goal for the next 12 months.
Gotcha. Yeah, and that, and so here's an important thing to understand. Social media absolutely can result in sales. And the beautiful thing is you can track how many sales did I accumulate from last month's activity on social media. So the fact that RJ has the goal of, you know, within 12 months, I'd like to be at $150,000. Everybody needs to have that type of a goal. I know exactly what mine are for the business, for my real estate, for myself, and I can accumulate. I can tell what I accumulated from social media. So number one is getting clear on, all right, my goal is I want 150K.
Right.
Not, well, I want to be able to, you know, pay my bills and do that. What does that look like?
Right.
You have to understand what that is first.
Right.
And I absolutely know you can achieve that because there's a need in the marketplace. You're not just another guy selling insurance. If
right.
you were another guy selling insurance, you could still hit that goal, but you've got to really differentiate yourself.
Sure.
We're going to show you how you can still differentiate yourself from other things that people might spend the money they need to spend with you. They're not going to spend it on another communication coach. They're
right.
probably going to spend
That's
it
true.
On maybe the Yellow Pages. They might spend it with me. They
right.
might spend it on TV. So we need to show your audience how you can set yourself apart. And that's exactly what you, the listener or the viewer on Facebook and YouTube, if you're watching us live on video, you need to be able to differentiate yourself from the other things that people are going to spend your money on, because
right.
it's your money, not the Yellow Pages. Why are you stuck right now? Like, what's keeping you from, obviously it's a new business, so let's
right.
be clear about
sure,
that.
Sure,
RJ's
sure.
been doing what he's been doing now for about a year,
yes,
correct?
Yes, and even theoretically, I always say theoretically I launched in March of last year, but I didn't really launch until you got me in BNI in July, because
yes.
I just was kind of looking around myself trying to figure out
right.
what exactly I was doing.
So you're primed to take off like a rocket ship
yes.
right now, because it's
yes.
not like you've been doing this business for 10 years. It's just nothing's clicking.
Right.
Now's the time to get things right. From what you've seen in the last 12 to, you know, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 months, what's your biggest hang-up that's keeping you from hitting your goal?
Okay. So I've gotten pretty good at being regular at connecting with content and engaging with content on my personal Facebook page. I don't quite do them daily, but I'm pretty close
okay.
with Facebook questions that I post that are in the communication realm, whether that be, you know, whether that be business or personal or whatever. And I just prompt folks with questions and then, you know, have a conversation with them as they answer. I also do some Facebook Live videos that, and I aim for one a day there as well, though I think I only got three in last week. But still, that's a lot more than I was doing before. that are more specific to communication kind of coaching sorts of things, where I might give a, you know, this is how you can be a more effective listener, this is how you can be more effective at getting your message across, this is how communication can tie into personal development or professional development or what have you. And those kind of videos usually get pretty good engagement. In fact, I've discovered that many, many people who are not engaging with them at all on Facebook in terms of clicking or commenting are still watching, because I've had a number of people come up to me that I've just seen out in public
sure.
saying, hey, I'm really loving to watch the videos. And I didn't even know. That's what's kind of kept me going. Honest to goodness, I might have stopped. I know I shouldn't, but I might have, because you get relatively little response to the videos. I get enough to...
Right.
But I know that people are watching them that may not even be...
So you're getting video
yes.
views, and the people in the Business Networking International chapter love mm-hmm. you and see... You know, you're the best presenter every single week when you stand up and give your commercial. We're also in a networking chapter together, so I get to see RJ in action. And nobody tops what you talk about in the room. You're the best communicator. But still, with that being said, why, in your mind, why hasn't that forward traction on that you have seen on social
right.
media and BNI, why aren't we sitting here saying we want to get to 150 million because I hit 150,000 in the first 6 months? What's that hang up?
part of it, and I mean, I could be wrong about this. I'm going to tell you what I think part of it is. Part of it is I don't have a clear enough picture about what some of my products are. Okay. And so it's hard to specifically sell at some of those products because I don't know exactly what they are. When I have, to steal the terminology, thrown that right hook, I've done reasonably well. I did a webinar a couple of weeks ago and had a reasonably good turnout and, you know, got some client activity out of that. And that was exciting. And it was exciting that people even registered for sure. The webinar because I wasn't sure that anybody would. But that's part of the problem is that when I had a webinar, I knew how to talk to the webinar.
Sure.
When I don't have another product necessarily lined up, so, I think creating the products is part of it.
So I would agree with you on that. So and without hearing any more, that's probably the biggest issue.
Right.
Just to clarify for those watching, and I guess for you as well, you know what your product is. You're a communication consultant.
Correct.
Now, what things do I cook up and deliver my expertise? That's where RJ's hung up. It's not how do I teach people? I'm unclear on how I teach people how to be better communicators. Right. You're a rock star with that. Is it in-person coaching? Is it paid webinars? Is it a course?
Right.
If RJ's confused about that, then the problem is your viewers on social media, whether they're small or big right now, they might love what you have to say, but if it's not as clear as explaining it to a second grader on how do I grab, you know, if I'm thirsty, I grab that bottle of water, I drink that bottle of water. If I'm unclear on do I got to go to a hose, do I got to find a stream, do I got to find a fountain, I'm not going to buy water because I don't know where the hell to get my water.
Yes, exactly.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
It's very clear how to get certain products. We've dealt with the same thing. A lot of our clients have dealt with the same thing.
Yes.
We sell marketing, okay? If it's somebody that can't afford it, how can I still get my expertise to them? Well, now we have these bundled products, these courses that they can buy that.
Right.
When that was even a little bit unclear, we weren't selling any of it,
right?
Right now we're trying to monetize these shows.
Right.
How do you become a partner on this show?
Right.
It's not very clear. So guess what? Our sales, they suck ass.
Exactly.
Like, and that's not fun.
Yes,
right? So I think your biggest issue right now is explaining to people how they can take your expertise and plug it into their life. Is there anything else?
Well, just related to that, now granted, I haven't done a ton of these, but so far when I've been able to get to being in the room with the client proposing to them, I'm batting 1,000. I have not failed to close a deal when I'm in the room with the person.
Okay.
Because these are things that I've been able to tailor to what their needs are. Like I can create the product when I know what the needs are. So I actually think the farther the product problem beneath the product problem is that I am not entirely clear on what the needs of the marketplace are, which stops me from doing the creating of the product. So it's a kind of a double layer there in that when I know what my product is, I don't have any problem selling it. But I'm meeting the needs of the person. I'm finding out what their needs are, figuring out how what I have can serve those needs.
Sure.
And then that's it. That's sales. I'm done.
Got it.
But that's the difficult part, I think, for a product that is. And I don't want to use the word generic. I don't mean generic in a negative sense, but just intended for a broader audience. How do I create that specificity?
It looks like a commodity, like what you sell and what I sell, I mean, it's communication. You teach people how to better communicate. I teach people where to communicate and how to use those platforms to sell.
Right.
People look at that as, well, I mean, I can already talk.
Right.
And I think that's where really showing people that CEOs, here's a great example. So our agent right now that we're working with out in New York, I thought I was the best on social media. I have done at least, Aaron, how many revisions have we done to the origin story? Probably 12.
Oh, yeah.
And he hasn't even seen them all, so we're probably pushing 20. I thought I knew everything about how to properly communicate my message on social media. And a lot of people think, even though I've got the ego and everybody thinks I'm cocky, I'm like a sponge. I know when I need help.
Right.
And he has, Hank and Steve from Two Market Media have helped me become a better communicator of my message
and
show more emotion and do the things that I need to to do a better job of what I was already doing on social media.
Right.
I think the trick is, how do we show those realtors or those staff members at a restaurant or that C-level executive at a company that, yes, you're already communicating, but what if we could help you communicate that much better so that you close the deal? So there's that. And then you'd said, when I can get in front of the person and find out what their needs are, I'll close 100% of the deals.
Right.
So we'll talk here in a second about how can you use social media as a polling place, because you ask a lot of great questions on social media for those that don't follow you, but there's a few tricks you can do to where you can literally have them tell you exactly what, if you had a course, what that course would entail, to where it would be the most valuable thing in the world for network marketers or for realtors or for entrepreneurs, things like that. And be completely real about this, because it's just between you and I. There's just you and I in the room. There's nobody else here. What scares the shit out of you at nighttime in business? For example, with me, so that you feel comfortable being honest, when we first got started, I was terrified of making payroll every single week because I had to sell everything. And then on top of that, I had to pay my own damn rent because I didn't want to sleep in my office anymore. I did that once. So what if everything goes south? What scares the living hell out of you when being in this business?
You know, if I were to say the answer, the right answer, quote unquote, in this case is, you know, not being able to care for and provide for my family. The real answer is I would be so embarrassed. The embarrassment if I do this and I get enough out there, because most of my friends, you asked yesterday about people knowing what you do on Facebook. I think certainly the people who engage with me now know what I'm doing, and I think a lot of them know what I'm doing. That, of course, ups the stakes. The more people know what you're doing, the more people will know if you fail at doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that as somebody who has... Things have always come fairly quickly for me. I'm always...
Tell that story. I know where you're going with
absolutely.
This.
So, I always, folks have their rock bottom stories, and I always want to tell my story that it just as much difficulty can come from not being at rock bottom. I was the valedictorian in high school. I was a foundation scholar at WVU, which is which is the highest academic scholarship they give to people from West Virginia. Everything I did, academically, musically, whatever it may be, came easily to me. Still does. I can learn things fast. I wanted to build my website. I figured out how to use HTML and PHP.
The classroom, you've always excelled.
Exactly. The problem is, because it worked so quickly for me, I was in my mid-20s before I even figured out that I needed how to work. Mm-hmm. I literally how to. Not even, people would talk about studying, and I'm like, I don't know how to study.
The difference between classroom and real life, that transition was tough.
It was difficult. And it's one of the things, there's going to be a product out there somewhere for college students in that regard, or for people who are just getting ready to graduate or have just graduated.
Sure.
I think that transition is difficult where you're coming from. You've been in school since preschool, so you've been 12, 13, 14, 18 years in school, and you're 22 years old, and you walk out, and then suddenly you don't have an assignment anymore.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Nobody's told you what you need to have due tomorrow.
Right.
You have to figure that out for yourself. And that was part of what it was, and part of it was I went ahead to grad school and got my master's in conducting. The other part was, and this is no reflection on any of my professors who I got a great deal of structure and advice and leadership from them, but I got done and I didn't know how to transition from the educational world into the professional world. And
so is that still lingering in the back of your mind?
Maybe.
Is that where you're wondering, okay, first off,
sure,
you're doing it. You've jumped out of the nest,
right,
and now you're like, holy shit, I'm flying, I'm an entrepreneur.
That's right.
But is that... you've told that story a few times, but I find it interesting to where it's, obviously you said the right answer should be to say the biggest fear is to
be able
to
provide. And I do care about that.
Yeah.
It's not that I don't.
It is, but I'm the same way.
Right.
I have a wife and I have an entire staff that I consider my family. But my biggest fear also is everybody that says, man, you're killing it. what if I fail?
Right.
How fucking embarrassing that would be.
Exactly.
That's so you're in the same boat.
Yes. Here's
the good thing. Number one, when your back is up against the wall, that fear of failure will push you to do stuff that other people that don't really care what others think about them.
It's true.
Won't do. So would you agree that the biggest issue right now is there's that disconnect of you're sitting there and you're like, damn it, you need what I have, but it's just not, it's not clicking with them to where they don't understand, or this, you know, John has watched all my videos and likes every single one of them, but I can't get him to see that he needs this product? Or why is it that people have not transitioned into a customer?
I think it's largely that I don't have the product to specifically give to them. I also
it goes back to the product.
It does, I think, because when I started out trying to do this stuff on my personal page, I definitely had that, oh gosh, people are going to think I'm selling my stuff on Facebook. And I mean, I do, again, borrowing the terminology, throw a lot of jabs rather than right hooks. But I no longer feel that, oh my gosh, everybody's going to think I'm, you know, just being a salesy person to all my friends. Okay. That doesn't bother me anymore. I do think that I'm having a hard time transitioning into my Nestor Voice page. It's just the content posted there is just sort of goes off into the nether world where no one ever sees it. And I know that I need to be using that more for my advertising, my actual paid advertising, but I don't think I have enough of a handle on how to package what I have to bother advertising it yet.
So a couple of things. Number one, I would actually scratch the Nestor Voice page.
Okay.
And I would rebrand it as, or actually you're going to have to create an entire new one.
Right.
You need to brand yourself.
Okay.
That's the biggest mistake RJ makes. I have made in the past. It's the biggest mistake that entrepreneurs make. You listening or watching right now, it's the biggest mistake you make. Nobody gives a shit about, for those watching, I'm holding up a water jug. It says First Form. For those listening, I'm talking about a water jug that I'm holding. This water jug cost me $30. I did not buy it because it said First Form on it. I bought it because I know exactly what Andy Frisilla, the CEO of First Form, stands for. I know what goes into his products, not because that logo told me, but because Andy Frisilla talked to me about why his product is made the way it's made. In other words, I bought this $30 water jug when I could have bought one at Walmart for probably 12 bucks because I connect with Andy Frisilla. I don't care at all about the ugly First Form element looking logo that he has on his water bottle. I don't care at all about the Impact Media logo. Good example is our business cards still have our old logo on it. The most important thing is it has my name and my contact info on it. You're going to buy from my company because you resonate with Patrick, our video producer, or Aaron, our video producer, or George, our chief marketing officer, not because the logo looks a certain way. So I would scratch the Nestor Voice as your way of communicating with people. People are going to buy from RJ.
Yes, we have anyway.
And it's
I'm not even using it.
And it's a big game of smoke and mirrors too. So right. when people are a sole proprietor, you don't even need a business name. You need to hire RJ Nestor.
Right.
He can help you communicate better with your patrons that are coming into your restaurant so that you could get that $20 dessert sale instead of that $5 dessert sale, because I know that's what you do. So there's two things I want to dive in with you, RJ, because I think it's two things that the listener, that you guys are having issues with too. How do you figure out what your audience member needs? And then do you promote yourself? What about my business page? People go too much into the tactic. Don't worry about the business page. Worry about your personal page and then rebrand or create a new page that is RJ Nestor communication expert or communication consultant, however you want to classify yourself.
Right.
That page can be used to run your ads from. But more importantly, let's back up and talk about your personal page. For those that don't follow RJ or haven't friended you on Facebook, you ask a lot of engagement enticing questions.
Right.
If you look at certain points in time, I've asked questions like if I were going to create a training tool for real estate agents that would teach you how to use social media, what would your biggest questions be? Now, a couple things there. I said, if I were to create a tool for specific industry, real estate agents, that would teach you how to increase your specific things, sales or acquisition of customers or clients, And then I said, what are you most confused about? What are your biggest questions? So with you, you should ask questions about if I were going to come in and show your wait staff or your dealership sales staff how to better communicate with those that walk on the dealership lot, where do you think that they're the weakest in communicating? And then you literally get them to answer the questions so that you know, okay, I have a tool now that teaches car dealerships how to better train their staff to communicate and sell. I have a tool now that teaches restaurants how to better train their sales staff or their wait staff how to have a better experience with their guests and how to cross-sell and upsell them. And then you can take that and that be your in-person training. That's your premium product. And then you have all the questions that they ask. Each one of those would be a module that is then a course. So whether it costs $2,000 to get you to come in or you can buy this $250 course, you have two products for different price points. And the way you got clarity on that was you just simply ask. So right now you're asking questions like, what's the most embarrassing encounter you've had in a conversation with your employer or something like that?
So, along those lines, yes.
But if you change that and said, this question is specifically for business women or business men, or this question is specifically for realtors or insurance agents, what makes you nervous in a conversation in a sales setting with a client or whatever that might be, but go very specific and ask those questions. And for those listening, that's important for you too, to where whatever industry you're in, you need to ask your audience on social media, I'm an expert in communicating, or I'm an expert in whatever it is that you do that's listening or watching. What questions do you have about this? So I could put out there, I'm an expert in social media. What questions do you have about Facebook marketing? And tell me what industry you're in. So you might get 36 people that comment back and you saw that 15 of them were from this specific industry. So now you know that a lot of people from that industry have these specific questions. And then you document those and you start to reverse engineer that and create, because you said, if I can get in the room and find out what they need, I'll close them every time. You're in a room every single day with people when you use your phone. And for those listening, I'm pulling my phone out and flashing. It's your gateway to somebody every single day. What questions do you ask in that meeting that you could ask on social media to help you get clarity on your product? Because if you're not super clear on, this is my product, it is a bottle, it is a jug of water, it's 2,000 milliliters. 2,000 milliliters is exactly what you need to consume in a day. So if you drink this one time, you're going to get your daily consumption needs of water. Well, there's no confusion. I know exactly why I need this bottle.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
So
yeah.
Your two issues are you don't necessarily know exactly what the customer needs, and then obviously it hasn't been clearly communicated, which is kind of funny.
Always the way, physician, heal thyself. Yes.
Exactly. But you can't clearly communicate it if you don't know what they need.
That's right. Yes.
What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, I think you're absolutely right. And I have been running my questions in a way that they've been leading to sort of the right hooks. Now, of course, I know the tricky part with that is not everybody necessarily sees every question, but when I did the webinar stuff, I led up to it with questions about, because the webinar was resolutions for the willpower challenged, which was, you know, helping people with their goal setting and more than that, breaking down the goals into actual actionable, what I called verbs. Drawing from my theater background, that's the way directors talk to actors, using verbs, because it's their behavior that we care about, not so much what's in their head, but what they're doing. And it's that. So I asked questions about, well, where have you had difficulty with goals in the past? Where have you blah 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 blah? And then used that, then you know, said, this is what I'm creating. I'm doing this webinar, and it seemed to resonate pretty well. I mean, I didn't have a huge crowd at the webinar or anything. That was actually good, because the few people that I did have, we were able to interact directly, and I was able to work with them in the context of the webinar. So it was more of a, I guess, a meeting than a webinar in a sense, because I was able to interact with them much more than your average webinar.
Do you think that people are confused as well as, okay, I need to be a better communicator. But what does this engagement look like with Arjun? Does he corner me in a room and then have me do vocal warm ups? Like,
right.
Do you feel like there might be some confusion on?
Yeah, what? There may be, and it is the concern. You know, I made the reference at the beginning about the word voice, but it is something that lingers. In fact, you know what? I'm sitting here in front of you, and if I were my writing partner, David Scoville, that Luke knows well too, if David and I were sitting down and we were working on a script, and we said, you know, I'm a little concerned that the word voice might be misleading people, we would say, you know what? Why are we using that at all? It was misleading people. I do wonder, you mentioned just having the page for RJ Nestor, Communication Expert.
Well, do you know what our name used to be? And I hated it. I still hate the fact that there's a K in our name. Just, you know, we'll put that out there for everybody that hasn't heard that before. I absolutely hate that. It used to be Impact Marketing.
Right.
And I hated that because we're a media company.
Right.
We help you increase sales by targeted digital marketing. Yes.
Yes.
But we put specific media out there. We're a video production shop. We have a live studio. We have writing. We have all these things that we can do. So I hated marketing. You know what we did? Fucking change the name.
There you go. Exactly.
The most important name is RJ Nestor, though.
Right.
So nobody is so tied to your name to where it's, if it goes from Nestor Voice to Nestor Communication or,
right.
you know, Nestor, you know, Communication Consulting.
Right.
That's literally just where they stroke the check to.
Right.
You need to figure that out because that can be what your course is named after, your digital e-product.
Right.
But the biggest thing that is the difference between you and, I mean, your competitors are the Grant Cardones, the, you know, the other sales training coaches out there,
right.
the Victor Antonios, because if I can't communicate, I can't sell.
Right.
You notice, I don't know what Cardone's company's name. I have no idea what Victor Antonio's company's name is. I know their name.
Right.
And I resonate with them. Your style, your personal style, your humor, your intensity, your passion for this, people are going to buy from that. Not the, if it's Nestor Voice, if it's, you know, Blue Moose Communication. I have
right.
no idea what that is.
Hey, I like it.
I like Blue Moose Cafe
yes,
and
exactly.
High Street, Morgantown, yeah. wherever it's from. It doesn't matter. The
right.
name is a commodity, right? I don't buy from State Farm. I buy from John
yeah,
Smith,
right.
State Farm agent, right? And I don't
yeah,
buy anything
right.
from State Farm.
Yeah, absolutely right.
So don't get so much hung up on that. I would seriously focus on asking the questions through video and,
right.
and make people feel like it's they're included in something. Look, this is a very serious video. I want to know where you get nervous when going into a pitch, when going into a meeting, when going asking your boss for a raise.
Right.
Where what freaks you out or whatever questions that you know you need to ask because you ask them in those meetings.
Right.
The other thing, this will be the last thing, and we'll start to tie it up because we have to talk about the Doritos Super Bowl commercial
Absolutely.
That we made.
That's essential.
You need to show people what it's like when you're working with somebody. So let's say you're working with, we're just talking about our friend Dr. Glenn Gamble. Let's say
right.
let's say Glenn is somebody that you create a piece of content with. I'm doing it with you right now. I'm showing people
sure.
what a potential coaching session would look like with
right.
me. They can see the how I kind of attack where you're weak, and then we dive in on that, and that's what we build up.
Right.
I would create multiple pieces of content to where you're going through a vocal or a communication exercise
sure.
With people. You did it at our Elevate event. You had a gentleman stand up. You had him go through an exercise that showed him how he felt more strong and sturdy and,
right.
and his tone was more powerful. Show those types of things.
Sure.
Because I guarantee you people still, you're talking and you're man, he's so great. But what do you do to make your clients great? So show what you're
right.
doing at the restaurant client.
Yeah.
What did you do at the real estate seminar that you did? Showing
right.
those types of things.
Right.
I would really start mixing that in and showing yourself more because
sure.
your personality is infectious. Your passion for what you do is obvious, but a lot of the content that I see from you is written word. And that's the same issue that a lot of our guests watching today have is they don't like getting on camera. I don't know
right.
that that's an issue with you. I just
yeah,
think
I
it's
don't mind
you
that.
Haven't
yeah.
done it much.
Yeah.
You have to get on camera. You have to show people you and your personality. And that's why from the day that I met you, I was like, man, this guy's awesome. People get that from you. You just have to show them.
Right.
So wrapping up a couple things. scrap the don't worry about the business page. Right. If you want to change the name, change the name. Don't worry about that. You need to push yourself as RJ Nestor. He's a communication expert. What can he help you with? Well, right. He can help you become a better salesman because he can help you in that conversation. He can help you become a better employee. He can help you become a better waiter. He can help your wait staff do a better job at cross-selling, upselling. Right. He can help your sales staff do a better job when somebody comes on the dealership lot. You have to figure out a way to really dive in on one of those and show people what makes you different, not Nestor Voice.
Right.
And then use these tools, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, to ask those questions that you said, when I go into a meeting, I'll close, I'm batting 1,000 because I can just ask them the questions. I find out what they need and I cater something for them.
Right.
Use that at scale on social media.
Okay. Yeah.
Makes sense?
Yeah, it does.
So what are you going to do when you leave here today?
Well, I'll probably do a Facebook Live first.
I thought you were going to say, I'm going to go to Starbucks or...
Well, I'm going to go home after. On my way home, I'll do a Facebook Live.
Awesome.
I've got a little car mount there. And I always have a sort of loose idea. I take the beginning of the beginning of the week, Sunday between masses, because I'm a church musician too. Between masses, I'll sit down and plan out, okay, well, what are sort of the things that I want to do? And right now I'm doing, you know, what I did with the real estate company is I did a program, a workshop on sales scripts and the delivering ones that may be pre-existing, but then also how to create and adapt your own so that it's something that's it's more specific to you. So the questions I'm asking right now are kind of geared toward, I'm planning to do a webinar on how to create a sales script or just a script for, you know, your,
so
what,
here's
what's
what
your
I
elevator
want you to
pitch
do.
Or whatever. Yes.
I'm creating a webinar on how to create the perfect sales script.
Right.
What are your biggest questions? What are your biggest fears when being in a pitch or selling?
Sure.
You're going to get a bunch of stupid answers from people.
Yes.
But you're going to get four or five that make you say, holy shit, that's... And what's going to happen
right.
is you're going to get four or five that are the exact same that the other person asked.
Right.
Because I've done this like 9 or 10 different times, and
right.
every single time I'll get 30, 40, 50 answers, let's
right.
just say. There will be 10 that are quality, but
right.
those 10 is something I didn't think of that 10 people said. I'm like, oh my God, that's it.
Right.
I thought their issue was this. Their issue is really this.
Right.
That might not sound like much, but I promise you and whoever
sure.
is listening to this, if you do that, you will see commonality through
right.
there and you'll see something. You're like, oh my God, that's it. And that's the moneymaker that you didn't realize was there.
Right. Yeah. No, that's good.
Makes sense?
It does. Absolutely.
So what are your... And what do you think about all this? Do you agree with me? Do you disagree
with me? I do.
With me? Is
no,
this
I agree
help
with you
100%. Move the needle forward?
I think so. It's... What tends to happen to me in these kind of scenarios is now I need to sit down in front of my to-do list and break all of this down into specific and actionable stuff. So it's hard for me to say necessarily what my immediate next step would be, but this is these kinds of coachings, which are incredibly valuable for me, that it leads me to, all right, now I want to take this and get the whole picture out in front of me so that I can break it down, make sure I know what my next step's going to be. I am one of those people, and I think there are lots of them, who our issue with taking action on something is that it just seems like such a large thing that we have to do, and so we don't start doing it.
Sure.
My way of overcoming that is to say, look at the big picture and say, okay, well, what are several smaller pictures that I can make to do that? So I think that what you're describing here is incredibly, incredibly helpful. And
so let's recap, because
sure.
I think it's, RJ, what we've talked about today is important for other people to understand too. Number one, you've got to have a goal.
Right.
And yes, you can have a goal of, I want to help, you know, people become better at yada 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 before
right.
before I die. But the most important thing is you've got to have a goal on what you want your business to produce for you. Your goal is $150,000 within 12 months. What's keeping you from that goal right now is the people aren't necessarily clear on how they can consume your product
sure.
because you haven't gotten that clarity yet. So
right.
the way you're going to fix that is, number one, you're going to start to push your brand, which you've been doing a great job of, but you've had this side distraction of, what about Nestor Voice? What about
right.
Nestor Voice? You're going to quit worrying about that, and you're going to push your brand as heavy as you can. The Nestor Voice, or whatever that name morphs into,
right.
will work its way in when it needs.
Right.
You're also going to use social media to find out what product or what questions somebody has about communication and selling,
right?
So that then you can create a product about that. Right now, you have two products. It's real estate. You can go and you can help real estate agents better communicate on multiple fronts, and you can talk about what you did in that seminar.
Sure.
And then the other one is restaurants. You go in and you work with the staff. But there's an array of other people out there, from solo entrepreneurs to, you know, people that own horseback riding, whatever. Right. You have to ask those questions. So once you ask those questions and then you create your product and you're pushing your brand out there and it's clear on, man, I need what this guy has. Awesome. It's as easy as saying, I need a bottle of water. I'm going to grab it off the shelf because that's how I can quench my thirst.
Right.
That's how you're going to start getting closer and closer and closer. We had the exact same issue. We wanted to get to a specific financial goal, but we didn't even know what we were as a company. We did videos. We did websites. We post on social media for people.
Right.
It wasn't until 2 years in until we figured out that we are the premier targeted social media company. We can help you increase sales through targeted social media ads.
Right.
When I couldn't say that, when I couldn't just tell people, hey, what do? We help you increase sales through targeted social media ads. Our sales suck.
Right.
Because I couldn't tell them what I did because I didn't know.
Right.
It's normal. And that fear of failure is gonna be what keeps you working at, 11 o'clock at night when you're tired, or when the wife and kids go to a movie on the weekend and you're like, I need to work on this. That's what pushes you harder than everybody else. Mm-hmm. I have that same fear of failure, though. Like, legit, I'm not just saying that because we're on camera.
Gotcha.
It scares the shit out of me every single day. But I've heard Mark Cuban and multiple other people that make hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars, say that same thing.
Right.
They have indestructible wealth, and they're afraid of failing still.
Right.
So I think you've got the entrepreneur gene.
There you go.
In closing, RJ and I created a Super Bowl commercial. There was a tiny person in it.
Yes.
I don't know if he's watching or if we can say that. It might be politically incorrect. I don't care. It was an awesome commercial, and he made it funny as hell.
Yes. Yes. He's not like tiny as in like a condition. He's just a small fellow.
Yes. Yeah. And we lost.
We did.
But I think we got like top 7.
I don't remember where we went.
I know we cracked top 10.
Yeah, we were. It was pretty good.
And top 5 got paid, and I'm pretty sure we got it somewhere between 10 and 7.
Well, I know we didn't get paid, so
we definitely did not get paid. But that was, where can people, what was it called, Ghost Crunch?
Oh, God.
I think it was called Ghost Crunch. We need to,
I don't even know where.
Go to YouTube and type in Ghost Crunch for those watching.
See if that happens.
Let's look it up.
Goodness gracious.
It's
been a long time ago.
Let's see, Ghost Crunch.
I just hope you don't still have that outtake footage of me just smashing Doritos into my face and yelling.
Actually,
at
I have it. It is. There's Ghost Crunch.
Okay.
Doritos Super Bowl commercial. Ghost Crunch. If you go and watch that, I don't know if it's actually very good or not. It was like 5 years ago, but God, it was funny.
It was fun. We had a good time.
It was a great time. So, listen, guys. You need to follow RJ. He literally, even though right now RJ is in the process of figuring out how to better communicate what his products are to people like you listening, you will know immediately when you look at RJ's content online that he can really help you better communicate, whether it be to your spouse, whether it be to an employee, whether it be to a potential client. Where can people find you online?
The easiest, my personal Facebook page is facebook.com/RJ Nestor, I think. I don't think I have any fancy weirdness around that. It's been a while since I've actually looked at my own page.
You need to nail that.
Yes.
That's like a really hot supermodel saying, hey, what's your phone number? And you'd be like, well, I think...
Exactly.
Nail that.
Actually, I feel like the hot supermodel would probably say that to me and just be like, I think it's 999999999.
That's not what I got.
Like, you're lying to me.
That's not what I got.
But I think that, it's RJ Nestor, facebook.com/RJ Nestor. Or I do have all that stuff linked from the nestorvoice.com site.
So N-E-S-T-O-R.
Yes.
Voice.com.
And I do have an RJNestor.com, but see, here's the problem. That is still geared toward music at the moment.
Don't worry about it, though.
Yes.
If people like me, if somebody's watching this and wants vocal lessons, which RJ is the best, you can check that out. Listen, guys, this show is about helping you get better at communicating online, getting attention. You have to have attention online. Digital attention will transform your business. Right now, you're struggling with figuring out how to communicate it yourself. How do you make sense of social media? What do I say? Do I post on Facebook, Instagram, This show is designed to help you answer these questions, and we use other people's examples, whether they're doing it great or whether they're an expert in their industry like RJ, but haven't quite figured out how to, different ways to harness social media. That's what this show is for. As always, again, you can subscribe and rate us on iTunes. You can also like the Luke Nestler Facebook page and the Luke Nestler YouTube channel. You can subscribe to that. We come to you live every single Wednesday from the Impact Media Studios. RJ? Thanks for being on the show today.
Absolutely.
It was great having you. And we're going to have you back on here in a few months and see where you're currently at with everything.
Absolutely.
And keep pushing the needle. Guys, we appreciate you watching, and we will see you next week. Is your business struggling right now? You might think that it's because you don't have enough sales. But the reality is, it's because you don't have the attention of the marketplace. This is Attention Equals Dollars, where you'll learn to master digital attention and turn that attention into sales for your business. I'm your host, Luke Nestler. I'm a digital marketing expert and a master at getting attention and turning that attention into sales. You deserve more. Your business deserves more. And I'm here to teach you everything that I know on how to get the attention that you need and to turn that attention into dollars.